keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores of 13 News. The Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating a fatality crash in Jackson County. The crash happened around 12:15 a.m. on U.S. 75 Highway outside of Netawaka. Details are very limited at this time, and this is a developing story. Five people were arrested last Thursday in a joint operation to target crimes against children. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and Cherokee County Sheriff's Office announced the arrest on Saturday. The KBI says law enforcement conducted a two-day operation this week targeting individuals who solicit minors for sex. That concluded on Thursday, leading to the arrest of five people. Among the charges they face are commercial sexual exploitation of a child, aggravated human trafficking, electronic solicitation of a child, and more. The investigation is ongoing.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
Nathan has taught me to embrace the moment. Age-wise, I mean, I'm in my late 60s. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Will he be embarrassed to acknowledge me as his dad? I think the most important thing we can do is let them know that they're safe, that they're valued and cared for and loved, and that they're important.
I knew I wanted to be adopted by him because of how he taught me to be the person who I am today. And it's coming from a dad that didn't expect to become a dad, and I feel very proud to be his son.
That was what he needed, and he was what I needed. Every day is full of new opportunities. That's what it's been about, realizing the simple things that it takes to make such a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Stay connected to the teams you love with Coaches Rewind on Katy Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3. Hear our area coaches break down the games, share standout moments, and preview what's coming next. It's local sports straight from the people who know it best. Coaches Rewind is brought to you by Cantu Auto Repair, Wakanda Boats, Lakeside Auction and Consignments, Hometown Insurance in Tipton, Goheen and Slavic CPA, Farmway Credit Union, and Heineken Electric. Local sports, local voices, it's Coaches Rewind on Katy Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A red flag warning begins at noon today and remains in effect until 6 p.m. tonight. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 75. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 35. Tonight, clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 53 degrees.
I prefer to do it on my desk.
I like to do it in my shop.
And I really prefer to do it in my bed. But we really don't need to know where you do it. But you can shop from anywhere at LazyHAuto.com. Located just north of Glen Elder State Park on Highway 128. Open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5, and by appointment 7 days a week at your convenience. Quality like new and used vehicles and close out camper deals. Shop anywhere at LazyHAuto.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Wichita State men's basketball knocked off Tulane 75-61 Sunday afternoon. Dylan Battle and Karan Boyd combined for 37 points to lead the way as Wichita State improved to 15-9 and 7-4 on the season. They also improved to 5-2 all-time on Super Bowl Sunday, including two straight on the big day. They outshot the Green Wave 46% to 35.8% from the field, 30.4% to 17.6% from beyond the arc. They host South Florida Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN+. On the women's side, the Shockers ultimately fell to Charlotte 81-72 after a late offensive surge. Julia Harding scored 21 points, a game high, including 5 3-pointers. They fell to 5-19 and 2-9 in the American. They host Florida Atlantic Tuesday at 6 p.m. on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
High school basketball on Friday included TMP girls over Smith Center 45-29, Osborne Lady Bulldogs 66, Natoma 20, Pike Valley Lady Panthers defeated Lincoln 41-23, Sylvan Luke defeated Thunder Ridge girls 57-12, and it was the number 5 and 1A Division 1, Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies 72, Lakeside 36. On the boys' side, it was TMP 51, Smith Center 36, Osborne 50, Natoma 37, Lincoln 57, Pike Valley 42, Sylvan Lucas 47, Thunder Ridge 33. Tescott was defeated by Hartford 66-35, and Rock Hills top Lakeside 46-28. KD&S game of the week Friday night saw Beloit sweep the Phillipsburg Panthers. In the girls' side, the Beloit Lady Trojans moved to 12-4. They are tied for fifth in the Larned Substate with Ellsworth. They will go to a ranked Southeast Saline team on Tuesday. They won 65-46. On the boys' side, the Beloit Trojans moved to 12-3 with a 60-44 win over Phillipsburg. The Beloit Trojans are second behind Holcomb in the Larned Substate, scoring for the Lady Trojans in a 65-46 win. Carly Smith had 27 points, Colby Bergman 2, Autumn Lorenz 2, Samantha Thompson 8, London Knight 2, Reagan Shaney 15, and Grayson Harris added 1. For Phillipsburg, Chloe Jacobs had 5, Tessa Ragsdale 3, Chloe Vanderveen 17, Natalie Fisher 7, Emily Russell 2, and Riley Seams added 7. On the boys' side, it was Beloit 60, Phillipsburg 44, Kel Winters had 10, Charlie Burke 3, Luke Cheney 6, Joel Rexroth 6, Hudson Remus 6, Truett King 11, Hayden Nicholson 4, and Brody Linton, who was honored at halftime with the Shrine Bowl invitation to play in this summer's 11-man Shrine Bowl game in Emporia, scored 14. He had 12 in the first half. For Phillipsburg, E.J. Hall had 5, Tyree Snyder had 4, Cleveland Corman had 10, Elijah Springer had 13, Caleb Leidig had 10, Colin Springer had 3, Adam Shaw had 5, and William Jessup added 2. The Beloit Trojans will go to Southeast of Saline on Tuesday. Area games tonight, St. John's Tipton will be at Lincoln, Stockton boys at Osborne, Smith Center will travel to Superior, Nebraska, and on Tuesday, the KDNS game of the week will have Osborne, the Lady Dogs, and Bulldogs will travel to Cortland to play Pike Valley. 4A boys wrestling rankings by the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association, team rankings: Andale 1, Paola 2, Rose Hill 3, Abilene 4, Tonganoxie 5, Wamego 6, Augusta 7, Colby 8, Concordia 9, Scott City 10. The only area wrestler in 4A that is ranked is Beloit's Brogan Monty. He is number 1 at 138. Noah Withnow, a sophomore from Abilene, is second. Sammy Hirschberger, a senior from Bueller, third. Traven Conger, a junior from Goodland, is fourth. Cruz Pickle moves into the rankings. A junior from Frontenac is fifth. And Rhett Crybill from Smoky Valley, a sophomore, is sixth. Class 3-2-1A boys rankings in wrestling include Hoxie number 1, Atchison County 2, Norton 3, West Franklin 4, Southeast Saline 5, Smith Center is 6, Caney Valley 7, Ellsworth 8, Jayhawk Lynn is 9, and 10th is Russell. Individual rankings include Smith Center's Carson Nichols, 6th at 138. He is a freshman from Smith Center. Parker Hutchinson from Smith Center, a senior at 165, is ranked number 1. At 215, Dominic Kattenberg, a junior from Smith Center is ranked third at 215. Hutchison is ranked number one at 165. And at 285, number one is Brody Chambers, a senior from Southeast Saline. Number two is Carson Montgomery, a senior from Smith Center. Class 3-2-1A girls wrestling rankings. Team rankings, Russell 1, Norton 2, Oakley 3, Plainville 4, Smith Center 5, Douglas 6, Phillipsburg 7, Leota 8, Sterling 9, St. Francis is 10th. Defending champion Keely Ocha of Smith Center, a sophomore, is ranked number 1 at 110. Carper Franklin, a sophomore at Smith Center, is ranked 4th at 145. Chloe Padilla, a junior at Smith Center, is ranked 5th at 155. And Casey Harrodsburg, a junior at Smith Center, is ranked 6th at 190.